Blog Talk Radio.
Shouts out to you today, and we just thank God for you because today is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And we're so excited about this day.
Yes.
Because you know how people say, well, you know, today wasn't promised. No, yes, it was. Because see, Jesus ain't came yet.
Yeah.
Okay. And God is so good to us. We have great word today. And
yes.
For those that don't notice, we are representing the place of being on fire. Okay. So it's so amazing to be on fire. We have the word of the Lord to back up this.
Yes.
Girl is on fire. Okay.
Woo!
And not only that, the Lord is saying in this season, you can be on fire, and then you can also still be fireproof. Another opportunity to be here with you guys today as our Facebook family and our blog listeners, that we can really, you know, just be there to, you know, not to so much comfort, but to decree and declare some things for you today.
Yes.
Stand with you and let you know that this world may be what it is, but if we are consumed with being what we're supposed to be, we won't be so much consumed with what the world is trying to do or
that's
be.
Right? That's right.
So that's just that place that I just wanted to say that. Well, y'all know we just have to do that in the morning, but we are going to get to this word.
Yes.
So is it commercial time? We got 3 minutes to keep just doing what we do. Okay, Laura. So listen, our subject today, once again, is being on fire, yet still fireproof. That's so amazing. I was like, when the Lord slapped me with that last night, I was like, how can you do that? But we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. So he is our strength. He is our pillar. He's the fire by night and the cloud by day. You know what I'm saying?
Because if he's for us,
come on.
Who can be against us, Laura?
And I'm just, but it's a lot that's against us.
Woo!
We just really put that under our feet.
Yes.
And we just, you know, what I'm learning to do is I'm learning to elevate in my heart, because when you love people, when I think about the death of Christ, that he went all the way to the cross for you and for me and for everybody. He loved us so much, but people still hated him.
Mm-hmm.
So we only kind of get a glimpse of what he went through, just a glimpse. So come on, America.
Yes.
We got to cut it out, okay, especially us as men and women of God.
Yes.
We really have to come together, pillar each other.
That's right. That's
really
right.
For real. You know, and check your motive, because your heart is your motive.
Yes.
Check your heart and make sure it's lined up with the King.
Yes.
And make sure we have no hidden agendas. Because that's still just like not doing anything at all.
That's right.
Because God doesn't honor that. And that wasn't even in the notes. That that just came. Mm-hmm. So y'all just hang out with us today, and we're definitely going to come from Jeremiah 20, chapter 20, verse 9 today. I'm telling you, and it talks about the fire and how it shut up. So that's what be going on with us. And y'all be like, "This girl's not there. It's the fire that shut up, and I'm on. And it's like, it's got to get out. It's like, Erica, pray for it. Okay? Because we are supernatural, but we are going to do what we do. And I'm telling you, we're going to talk a little bit about when we come back and get into the word about the concert this weekend.
Yes.
It was off the yes. It was so amazing just to be in the atmosphere of amazing people who are really sold out to Jesus.
Woo!
Yeah. So awesome. And we're going to got to go to our commercial on our blog show this morning, and we're going to listen to one of all of our favorite songs this morning. We don't just have one. The whole album, the whole CD, to God Is Not Through. We're going to do that in a little bit. But I tell you what, God, he just did an amazing thing this weekend as we peel it and represented Byron Holter.
Yes.
So good morning, Byron Holter.
Yes, good morning.
We just thank God for you on this amazing Monday. I saw your little clip, your 52-second clip with your grand. I saw it. Yes. But to God be the glory, to see the fire that is more consuming in you. So I just pray that this word of God, it propels you even more today, Byron. So we just send our shouts out to you today and your amazing friend, Shauna. So thank you guys for allowing us to be who we're called to be in this season, man. And we're going to go and hear a little bit of this music this morning. So God Is Not Through. We're going to listen to that. So for any of you guys that want to get a hold of this CD, go to Google Play or go to Byron's Facebook. Let him know you want to hear some of this amazing music. But to our Facebook family, we're still here. We're hanging out. We're going to kind of do a little mini concert this morning and hear what God is saying, because he is not through with any of that. And thank you, God, for not being through with the year.
Okay.
Amen.
And I have a suggestion for Byron Holter.
Come on, Byron.
It was in my spirit, and I want to share with you that maybe in the future, not maybe, I feel like you are going to do it. In the future, one of your videos or songs, you wear one of the sold out.
Oh, shit! Byron! Byron!
It's in my spirit.
Byron!
Yes.
I'm
going
to send it to you, Byron.
Yes.
Okay.
One of his future videos or songs. Yes.
You know how prophetic we are, Byron.
I just saw that in the spirit.
That's what that is. That's what that is. So, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Thank you for doing that. You got to get that and serve them up. But God is so good, and I just thank God for that. But we had an amazing time this weekend. Can't stop talking about it. People are blowing me up, trying to get them CDs. You know, and it's just, it's not because, I don't know, I'll talk about the jacket. So I love it for the man. I was rolling up with the man real late, and he didn't know all the time. I rolled up on him, coming out the back door with my brand new CD. I said, "What are you doing?" Well, you better call Byron. Get your own CD. Because I just bought this phone, so I got to have it in the car and in the salon. I got to have it in my life now. Don't do that. I shut him down. But see, Jesus is right on time. He let me roll up. I'm telling you, simultaneously, I was parking my car, and he opened the back door, and he got my Byron out of the CD. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm going to apprehend that." Okay? Put it back where you got it from. Boom. Yeah. So, I'm so glad God did that, because I've been looking for my CD. Where's my CD? I just found it. You know how the enemy is. He makes you think you just tripping. No. Hello. I just thought I'd share that. Yes, I put my husband in the bus live this morning, but you going to do that. I'll say. Okay. Right on time, Jesus. I'm so excited about that. Because I caught a red hand. Yes, fire fruit. Yes. But I have to do that, and if I keep exposing him, because you know, we got to do that so he can stop that. Stop it, I say. But I'm so excited about it this weekend. It was so awesome, and I just thank God for just, you know, she's to love on people and to do it collectively. We had a whole, an amazing audience. And,
I mean, it was so good.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Tell the world your heart about the concert.
It was awesome. And the songs are just so intimate.
Yeah.
You know, the something about the name of Jesus. No one can love you like I can. And so I'm like, you listening to it over and over in my van. And my granddaughter, Angelina, she'd be like listening to it. And there's something about the name of Jesus. And she'd be like singing it with me.
Oh,
and she's three.
Okay, you heard that, man.
And I just love her, you know, because she can't stand to nothing,
yeah,
you know. But I had such a great time. I didn't want it to be over, you know. I wish it could be an all-day.
All day
thing, you know.
Yeah. It was getting a little toasty out there, y'all. It was getting a little hot.
Yeah, so the weather's about to start getting nice.
Yeah.
Maybe on my next one.
That's it, Laura. I was trying not to do nothing. I just told y'all before we got on the show, I was trying not to do another event before I blame the earth. Because we're doing that in a minute. So I got to stay focused. I got to stay focused, okay? Because I said, Jesus, you're going to have to help me because I've already got another bit in my heart. So I have to help myself. You know, but it's so exciting when you have a heart to help people. So we want to say welcome back to our blog listeners. So welcome back, our blog radio. Feel free to call in, and our call-in number, that's 646-668-2247. And we hope to hear from you today so we can get in on the Word of God. So we're going to chime right on in and get to the kingdom business, okay?
Yes.
That's Jeremiah 20:9.
And I have it in my love letters, which is
fire!
But I'm
going
to read it from my car.
Oh, come on, girl. Come on.
Okay. It says, words in my heart like a fire shut up to our bones. And we're a whole thing. And then I cannot.
Who can hold it in? I don't understand who can hold it in. I really don't. You know, I mean, really, when it's consuming like that, and when it's, I mean, real, we talking about some fire, y'all.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
When it's shut up in your bones, it's got to come out. Or you're going to get burned up.
Yes.
How you going to do that? So when God talks to us, his people, about his word, I mean, it's in our, first of all, it has to start in our heart,
mm-hmm.
okay, because
mm-hmm.
that's what this word is saying. His
mm-hmm.
word is in my heart,
mm-hmm.
like a fire
mm-hmm.
in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to come up, and then from your heart, it goes down to your bones.
Mm-hmm.
So come on now. Come on, America. But it says, I am weary.
Yeah.
I'm really concerned about holding this in. Okay? And it says, indeed, I cannot. And that's a wrap. And we can turn off the mic and turn everything off and go home on that. It's the truth. You know, so when you think about that, Laura, because I see you all the time.
Yes.
And I know people think you're animated,
yes.
out there, ridiculous. And you all of that. And it's okay. Because it's a consumer.
Yeah. It's just such a compassion, such a love.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, because it is a love thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think about how can you be okay like that
mm-hmm.
when you got fire in your heart?
Yeah.
How can you be okay like that and, you know, it's shut up in your heart?
Yeah.
How can you be okay
yeah,
like that?
Like
yeah. Oh, you said that. That's not the vision of the church, which the
yeah.
Lord showed you.
Well, you know, there's so much going on that there's a lot of people struggling with fear and what's going on, and they're focusing on the present and they're focusing on the people in the world, and I see people walking like zombies, you know, like lost, like not aware of God, of
yeah.
Jesus, King Jesus. And when Sam Pagante came to church this Sunday, he was talking about, you know, he understands about everything that's going on, and a lot of it is prophecy. He goes, but do y'all know who you are? And I'm like, you know, of course, I know who I am. You know, we're sons and daughters of King Jesus.
Come on now.
I mean, I wanted to run around the church. Okay, I wanted to get up. Because
you did it?
I got up and I ran. I'm not on the line, okay? But I think I'm all around the world. No. But anyway, you know, it's like, yeah. You know,
yeah.
I know there's all this stuff happening, but we're sons and daughters of
Come
King
on now.
Jesus.
Come on now.
And then I'm like, Lord, I don't want to, you know, and I know we're on different levels. I know that some people are not there yet, but I'm here, y'all. I'm just here sharing my heart.
Amen.
To give y'all hope, just like God's giving me hope
Amen.
Through his words, his love letters, that we're sons and daughters of King Jesus, and we shouldn't worry. We should just study the word, let it get rooted, speak it, let it manifest. Even if you're not feeling it, just do it. like Nike. Just do it.
Thank
and I
you.
Promise he will give you the revelation. He will give you the peace that money cannot buy.
Come on now.
A peace, an overwhelming peace, and the joy of the Lord is the strength.
Yes, it is.
You know? So that's what I saw, you know, and so that's what I'm praying. I said, Lord, wake us up. Wake us up. You know, wake us all up and, you know, let that fire just,
come on,
Jesus, the fire of Jesus in us just spread.
Consume. Yeah, consume. And that's just so amazing. And that's so good. That's so beautiful because that's really your heart.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of times when God shows you a vision or he'll show you something, he wants us to intercede.
Yes.
And begin to pray for the people because he knows that your prayer can reach heaven.
Yeah. And
all of ours can, really.
And it's not just for me. Like, he has it for you and you and you and you.
Amen.
And then his will be done. His promises of victory, of restoration, of deliverance, of healing shall manifest, shall take place. And I want that for everybody, you know, not just for me. I want it for my family, for my church, for my pastors, for my friends.
Amen.
Yeah.
Even for people we don't
know. And even people that
don't
know.
The lady in the
Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
How the Lord put that on his heart to show her you represented love.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have to see who you were. You know, and I think that's a lot of times what people want in the church today. They want to people to see, well, you know, hey, it's me. I'm the one that, and hey, it's me. And it's not even about that. You know what I'm saying? It's about whatever God puts on your heart, that's between you and God. You know, and not so much about people and always being out front because, you know, we have to be the ones that say, hey, let me wash your feet or, you know, let me be the wind beneath your wing or let me put my hand behind your back to push, propel you forward. So it's not always about being out front, even though the Lord chooses who we choose. And it's our responsibility to continue to hold those people up, pray for them, to give them the strength, the courage as the Lord continues to elevate them from one dimension or from glory to glory or level to level, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm doing dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are doing levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
some people just all the way into glory.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you are, it is that we come together,
mm-hmm.
Laura and I, and we pray for you, we inspire you, we empower you,
mm-hmm.
because the same Jesus is in each and every one of
that's
us.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
And not only is he in us, but we in return is also in him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes the Trinity
mm-hmm.
so alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what takes you to the supernatural. And then that's how you stay on fire. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm telling you, it's like fire. That's like the word of God says in Jeremiah. Write this down, 20:9, and see what God is saying to you. And we always encourage you to go to your word, read it, and hear it. And it's not all about what we're talking about, because we're not counterfeit. We're bringing the real word. It's right here in front of us. But we want you to read it, so because God may be saying something totally different to you than he's saying to me and Laura.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just come together, make sure we're on one card, make sure we stay on fire.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Y'all be like, how y'all? We know y'all gonna do that because that's what we do, you know. And we just, you know, we thank God for that. But you know, it is what it is, America. And we just have to be who we're called to be, and pillar one another. I cannot stress that enough. It's so important that we do that. So what we're gonna do at this time to our blog listeners, blog radio listeners, feel free to call in at our call in number. But we're going to go commercial and listen to some more of that Byron this morning. And one of our another next songs is How Could You Love Me? I love it. How could you love me? The love me. Hey, yeah, okay, I love it. God is so good. I'm like, I know people think something wrong with me when I be riding in my car. I know they do. And it's really okay. Something is right with me. Okay. I want to just roll down the window and throw a CD in. I need a special CD. People are all on the Facebook asking me for a CD. They need to be asking you, but it's okay. We're going to work that out.
Yeah.
To where they can get to you and they can get to me to get a CD. But I really want to do that. I want to say, can you roll your window
down? Okay. I really
want to
do that.
You know
that? I'm sorry about that.
There you go.
Yes.
Bless the blessing. But not only that, we want to send a shout out to Bronson Media this morning. Because I'm telling you, Sherry Bronson, you rock, sister.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that is my sister Veneer, and I'm telling you, she is always on the spot.
Yes.
And she makes all the mansion media be what it is. And without her in our lives, we would not be able to illustrate to the world what we do.
And she always has that beautiful smile.
She's amazing. She's amazing. And she's an amazing woman of God.
Yes.
Great speaker. She does all of that. But her business of media is second to none. I tell you, and we thank God for her because she's doing things in a major way. Sherry went all the way to the Roku channel. Sherry Brunson! Next month, all of her her interviews will air on the Roku channel. So for y'all that don't have the Roku channel, get it because I got to get it too. And your amazing dream team over here will be on the Roku channel.
Amen.
Laura Kelly with her amazing testimony. And I don't even know what I was doing, just being plain old Marla. Okay? I'm telling you. But I just thank God for her because she always does it in a spirit of excellence, no matter what it is that she does. But we have an incredible team here. So next week, y'all get ready because behind us, we will be featuring some of Anthony Michelle's fashion. Amen?
Yay!
Yes! Anthony Michelle, an amazing designer among a whole lot of us. She did. I'm telling you, graphics, producing. This lady, I'm telling you. Website. I mean, she hooks us up. And she's second to none. So we are going to, we may have a little mama come back here one or two so you guys can see what's going on because if y'all showed up with me at the King Kate Worship Center, y'all be knowing what's going on. I'm telling you, America.
She already has my shirt from the Blend of
the Blend.
Yes.
We're here.
I want to wear a shirt. So
I think we're going to have a little fashion show this year at the Blend of the Earth Conference. So that's going to be amazing. So, and I don't know if that's what that is, but we just spoke. So it's going to be what it is, America. So y'all get ready for that. But we just want to send our shouts out to our pillars. Because as we pillar, we have people pillaring. And it's like, oh, it's so amazing to be amongst men and women that really genuinely love each other and want to see you prosper and succeed. We all God called you to be. You know what I'm saying? And it's really hard to really get connected with people like that. But if you just rest in it, God will make the vision and they'll move forward. So we just want to say welcome back to our blog radio listeners. That was kind of our Facebook commercial too. Okay, we kind of like doing that. So we're going to get back to the Word of God. And we're going to go to Romans 12, 1 through 13. And then we're going to roll right into Hebrew. Yes, Romans 12. To God be the glory. Yes, Romans 12, 11 through 13.
All righty. God's love letters,
which is fire.
Yeah. Woo! It says, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality.
Yes. And let's read Hebrews 12 and 29. And that's going to put a staple on that. And we will just kind of.
Hebrews 29, for our God is a consuming fire. Woo!
What's so hard about this word in Romans 12, 11 through 13, he is telling us not to be slothful in business, but the word fervent is fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, hot, smoking, bam. That's what the word fervent means. So, I mean, that's one of them. Because I always say, Lord, put a fervent fire on my heart. Put a fervent fire on my lips. Because I want to be able to pray. You know, I want to be a fervent person. I want my name to be Fervent Marlo Mosey.
Mm-hmm.
Or Marlo Fervent Mosey. Or Marlo Mosey Fervent. Okay, I don't know. But I want that either. So, I just have to work it out. Because he's like not to be slothful in business. And, you know, when you represent, whether it's king of business or, you know, your business, whatever it is, that's what God is telling us. Don't do that. Be fervent in spirit. That means be on fire. Okay? As you know, the Lord breaks that down. It did. And not only that, it says be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So come on, y'all. Let's run after him.
Yes.
Let's go after him.
Yes.
Because that's what pleases him.
Yes.
For us to be fervent. And then this is what's so amazing about this word. He gives us instruction. He tells us how to do it.
Yes.
And you know what's so amazing about God? Was He loved us so much that He gave. We always talk about that.
He gave.
Woo. You know, John 3:16, His only begotten Son, which was love.
Love.
So the love of Christ is in us.
Yes.
The love of God.
Yes.
And God put His love in us to teach us how to love Him back. Hello, America.
Yes.
Now, really, that's how much, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Obviously, we didn't know how to love God until Jesus.
Yes.
Woo, right?
Yes.
So,
Lord.
That Jesus would, you know, become and live in us so that we can, in return, love God back.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why, even though His Son is seated at the right hand, because that's what God did, seated Him.
Mm-hmm.
And then He's also trying to teach us how to be seated.
Mm-hmm.
We can still be seated with Him right here, America.
Yes.
We really can.
Yes.
So I just love the word of God. And we haven't got past 11 yet. And then in 12, He tells us rejoicing. So I don't know about y'all, but y'all don't come in like this. So come in. And see, He's telling us it's the fire that takes us there,
right?
And then that's how you get that automatic, spontaneous rejoice. You don't, it don't even have nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the one that's in you.
Woo!
And when He is in you, you know, He activates you.
Yes.
I'm just
This word is so deep.
This word is so deep. It's like, oh, you know, people, and this is one thing I know is America about people. They just ride by this word. It's like they do a drive-by. They don't even really stop and eat it.
Yes.
And, you know, say, yes. And get intimate with it because God is ministering to us about who He is. He ministered to us about who He is. And then when who He is in us, then He began to minister about us.
Yes.
In Him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's just so amazing.
Yes.
And that's how the love, and that's why love, when you illustrate that the word of God is a love letter. And it's fire. So you're thinking, how can it be love and fire? Well, read it for yourself. And you will get the revelation of what God is saying to you. And then not only did He tell us how to do this and be fervent in the Spirit and serving the Lord, and then He goes and says, now, hold on. The next layer of this is rejoicing and hope. And then if we get all caught up there, then He says, now, be patient. I mean, He's just coaching us, right? It's amazing when you really get into the meat of this word of God and how He loves us so much that He began to talk to us on how to rejoice and hope and be patient in tribulations because, see, He knows they're coming.
Yes.
But be patient in it.
Yes.
Don't be getting all caught up. God, you know, because if Jesus said it, can you take this cup for me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He said it to us, to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord is telling us now that Jesus is in you, you can be patient in your tribulations, continuing in instant prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, well, let me go over here and pray it. I just watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to check myself too, America, because I'm getting ready to gear up with this amazing message of the man in the mirror. But until we get there, this is our journey, and this is how we're going to get there. And then we have to check ourselves. Come on now, check yourself at the door, because before you leave out of your door, somewhere in this word, I cannot tell you where it is, but look it up for yourself, that the Lord tells us before we even leave out of our homes, sin is crouching at our door. It says that. So we can get all the way down and get technical in the word crouch. That means all the way down, stooped up, waiting to leap up on you. And then when that happens, so you got to get color before you leave home. So wake up a little bit earlier, America.
Mm-hmm.
Get in your position so that God can fill you, cover you, shield you. You can go feed the sick if you want to. Put your armor on. Okay?
Right.
And that's how you stay. You can keep that fire in you because the world is out there ready to snuff it out. Because people be making you want a windmill on them.
Yeah.
And I said, let me get back over here and get covered, because if I don't, I'm going to come out the box. And then when you come out the box, you got to fight to get back to just where you left off.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's that where that legion comes in. We're going to teach on that, and I'm telling you, we can't do it on Facebook or a blog show. We can't teach like that because we get stuck, because, see, I'm already stuck on Romans 12. Okay? We got to listen, but see how... And time waits for no one. So we got to go to our commercial on our blog show. But we right here, Facebook family, we right here. And I just pray that you guys are really getting this word because
yes.
it's so rich. Yes. And take your time in it. And then when you take your time in the word of God, the things will appear instantly.
Yes.
But it's only through our prayer.
Yes.
Because
yes.
that's what God's telling us here in 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. We're continuing in instant prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
like right now.
Yeah.
You know, when I remember when I was a baby Christian and things proud would happen or things would happen, I would get so upset and I would complain to God. But now that I'm more mature and still growing,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, thankful. I'll be like, God, I don't understand the trial, but I'm going to be thankful to you, God, because I know now that I can trust you and I have your promises.
Amen.
So I'm thankful for this trial and I trust you and the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so I just start thanking them for it, even though I don't understand and even though they bother me, but I've learned to just say, thank you, have your way in me,
yeah.
I give you my heart, if it's me, cleanse me, whatever it is,
yeah.
have your way.
Right.
So I learned to just say thank you.
That's what's so important in the journey. And then we have to go back to Psalms, it's not in our notes, but we thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, that's why we have the heart of David, because every day he would say, create in me a clean heart,
yeah.
and renew.
Yeah.
Okay, that means change a right spirit in me.
Yeah.
Because if not, I'm going to knock some people off. Okay, so in order to say that, every day I get up, I go into the throne room, and I said, Father God, I mean, I'm laid out like David in my spirit.
Yeah.
I might be standing up, but I'm laid out, and I say, create in me
yeah.
today a clean heart. And renew a right spirit in me. I mean, that means my mind, my heart, everything lined up on parallel. Because if I don't, I'm going to get you off of me, devil. I'm going to get the windmill in. I'm just saying. You know, and we just look like this. But we demon slayers. This is our climate. We will. My sister, she'll call me if she lives around that. Her name is Rhonda. She calls me Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She does. I'm like, hello. She's like, hey, Buffy. I'm like, girl.
But she be serious, but you know I'm not playing. Okay, because we saw that right
now. And in church, I have people that say, there comes trouble.
Yeah.
What's the trouble for the devil?
That's right. But you have to, like Laura said, you have to know who you are.
You have to know
your purpose, what your call is, you know, because we're called according to
yeah.
his purpose.
That's right.
That's what makes our purpose line up.
Amen.
I just love that about God because that's who he is in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So, America, just let him be. Because
yeah.
when you let him be, you can be all that you call to be.
Yeah.
And then, and I just love it. So I just, you know, and I forgot to introduce Byron's song because I was up here. So I told y'all, I don't know what's going on in the natural because I be in the supernatural. But that's one witness. That's the name of that song. Can I get a witness? Can I get one more? Can I just get one more? Yeah. One more. Yeah. I just love it. And so, God, I just want to say thank you for this morning, for this opportunity once again to blow a wind on your amazing people. I just pray that you have the ears to hear. So he says that. Those that have the ears to hear, you let him hear. You know, so we just have to, and it's a voluntary thing. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's so gentle and kind and loving. It's not forceful.
No.
God is there waiting on us with his arms wide open.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Waiting to come in. And Laura, I love how you say, good morning, Daddy.
Yeah.
Good morning, Marshmallow.
Yeah,
I love it.
I was like, I want to be a marshmallow.
Yes. I love it. But that is really who he is in your life, right?
Yes. Just like he gives us his love letter, that's my love letter.
Yeah, and he loves that.
Yes.
He got us all mushy in the morning.
Oh, Jesus knows. I gotta go.
Hold up, Marlo. I gotta go see what's up with Laura.
I love that.
But then, not really. God does it all at once. But we just want to say welcome back to our blog listeners. Welcome back, blog radio listeners. Feel free to call in our call-in number. That's 646-668-2247. And I know that you guys, we're just in this favorite word. So we did Hebrew. So we're going to roll on to Revelations 21:8. And see what the word of the Lord is saying this morning. I just love him. I love you, God. Revelations 21:8.
God's love letters, which is
fire.
Woo! This is, but the currently unbelieving sexually immoral sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
So really get into that word, because, you know, if it had not been for the grace of God and his son Jesus, we would all be still rolling in Revelation 21 and 8.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So it's two types of fires. It's a consuming fire and it's a real fire. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And today is your day.
Mm-hmm.
And you too can choose which lane of fire you want to roll in, because we're going to all roll in some kind of fire. So you have to decide today. So today, not only is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, but it is your day to make the most intelligent decision for your life, you know, and decide, you know, where you want to be, because this time here will come. You know, we all have to make a choice, because hell is real.
It's so real. That's right.
Yeah, it's a consuming fire too. And guess what? It's the second death.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do that mortal leaving, and then you will die forever. That's what it talks about. Just like those that, you know, die in Christ will live forever.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really not dying. We're going to, that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
So when we talk about this type of fire, America, that fire is just as real. Amen.
Amen.
And so, you know, you just have to kind of decide, where am I going to spend eternity?
Yes.
Where am I going to rest at? And we really had to talk about a little bit of that. And we don't have to so much elaborate, because we, even though the Word of God tells us that we have to be fearful,
mm-hmm.
but it's the unbelieving.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to choose if you want to become a believer. You know, you either believe or you don't believe. Like Bible says, there's no gray area here.
Mm-hmm.
And I love his new project where he's talking about, he's really out to get the people that are on the fence.
Yes.
And that's what this is, people that are really, let's see, do I want to walk with God, or I'm going to take my chance.
Mm-hmm.
I got the party life with you. We party too.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, woo, woo. We do. That one concert, I'm telling you, sold out to Jesus, a family affair, because we're bringing families in.
Yes.
We're bringing children in.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's a choice, you know, but today is your day. So we just encourage you to ponder, you know, and the Lord always says in his word, think on these things, you know, because you know, it's life and death, you know, even though it's in the power of the tongue, but it's in a choice too.
Yeah.
So, you know, just be mindful of that. And we're going to roll on to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. God is so good to us, America. He is. He loves us so much. And I just thank him for his unfailing, unconditional love.
Ready,
Let's see, Acts 2, 1 through 4.
1 through 4.
Uh-huh.
It says, God's love on earth,
which is fire.
It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Now that's what's amazing. So that's another type of fire.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what's so amazing about that, that's the, of course, we're talking about, you know, being on fire, but yet still fireproof.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to definitely conclude in that place of being fireproof. And it's so real. Y'all better get ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. God is so amazing. But as we're talking about God himself, which is, we're all talking about the Trinity in one. We're talking about God. We're talking about Jesus. And now we're talking about the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. Because when it consumes you, that is just like actually what Jeremiah 29 was saying. It's like fire shut up in our bones.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a wind. It's a wind that we carry. And it's a rushing wind. And it's a sudden wind. Okay, and then we can roll back over to Romans where he's talking about the instant prayer.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, America, this is all it is. God is like right now.
Yes.
Stay on fire.
Yes. Yes.
Stay there. And the way to do that is to know Jesus.
Yes.
Allow him to be in you, and you in him.
Yes.
That's the one. Okay. And then it talks to us now about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And how it can come upon us,
mm-hmm.
and it can change the way we talk,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It changes the way we think.
Yes.
You know, the way we walk. And then you'll be cloven in the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that tongue, the most amazing thing about the tongue is the language between you and God that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know it, the devil don't know it. Okay? That's one place that's so intimate with you and God till nobody knows but God. You don't even know. And I love that. Isn't that awesome? So, you know, you break out into that tongue and that you close with it. And before you like, it's consuming. And you don't even know. And they'll be like, what did you just pray? I don't know. Okay. But God knows. And I love that about him. And y'all know we get so caught up in this word. It's fire. It really is. Sometimes, and I know we're live, I'll be wanting to get up and run around the building.
Yes.
And come back, but I know I'll be out of breath because we got to run around the building and come up the stairs. Okay? And I don't know what's going to happen. So I don't do that, but I'll be wanting to do that. Take a victory lap.
Yes, morning. Woo!
Yes, we have victory. All right?
Thank you.
We do. We do the word of God. But listen, y'all know we got to go to this commercial. And we got to hear what is something about the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So we're going to go and block listeners. We'll be right back. So to God be the glory. And it is something. I tell you, we've got the real float in. When we had it going at home, concert was rocking. We were all into the name. We sold out.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome? God is so good. And I just love the word of God. I love the people of God.
Yes.
You know, and we just praying because there are, like you were talking about, the tribulation.
Yes.
And just remember, America, as you elevate in the kingdom, people are not going to like you. Don't even try to understand me, because I was trying to understand this over the last month. What is going on, God? You know, God said, don't worry about it. You just get a glimpse of what my son went through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just stay in the spirit of love.
Yeah.
Keep loving on them. Keep praying for them. But you keep doing what I call you to do. Okay? Hallelujah. So just a word of encouragement to the ones in the battle.
Yes.
Stay out the battle. It's already won.
It's already
okay?
Done.
Because there's something about the name of Jesus. It's victory.
Yes.
Amen. I know, Laura. I see you, Laura. You own it, Laura. Okay? It's so true. But, you know, I just wanted to say that this morning because a lot of that we don't understand, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine Jesus being born just to die? You think he understood? I mean, the fullness thereof, that's why in that moment in the Garden of Gethsemane, he's like, Lord, if you just take this cup, it's a lot, you know, that we have to, and then we still, the word of God tells us, we have to die every day.
That's right.
To him, because we are flesh, and this flesh is something else, okay? It really is, and I tell you, God, and I ask him every morning, you know, give me my orders today, Lord. I'm here, I'm going to put my armor on, yes, sometimes I show up in the fatigue, but I'll tell you what, I might have on my pumps, but that's how the enemy see me. Oh, Lord, here she comes, the general, the four-star general, the army of the Lord. Here she comes. Let me go the other way. Yeah, you better go the other way. So here we go.
Right.
And we got a plan with you, right? So we just serving the enemy. You know, it's on social media.
That's right.
And any other media.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing, and that's what we're called to do.
That's right.
You know, and you have to have that extra anointing on you. No, whether you're a man or a woman, you have to be sold out to the place you say, if I perish, I'll perish.
Right.
You know? That's what that is, because we win anyway. That's why we're talking about victory right now.
Woo!
We are more than conquerors. We really are. That's what the word of the Lord says in Romans. We're more than that. We're not just conquerors. We're more than conquerors. So how can you be more than a conqueror? Well, we can, because God says we are. Right?
Right.
So it's all because of something about the name of Jesus. And I stay in that place. And we saw that right now.
Right.
So you can tell the world what you put up on your heart.
Well, it's in my heart that God is good. We have the victory. There's nothing stopping God's will. His will shall be done.
Yeah.
Thy will be done. And I'm just grateful and thankful for that. And I'm just praying that that whatever anybody's going through right now, whatever trial, tribulation, after hearing the message today, God's word, love letters, that somehow God will just do a miracle in their life. I'm praying for miracles to take place, and then not us, but God.
Amen.
King Jesus, he gets all the glory and honor and praise.
Yes, he does.
So God has spoke y'all. Love y'all, and I just pray that God will bless y'all this day, and y'all will have peace that money cannot buy. And don't forget to share the video, y'all. Share the video. Encourage somebody out there that's going through something, and you never know what God can do.
And you know what, America, we wake up on purpose, right?
Yes.
All of us do. If you don't, you're going to start doing it.
Yes.
Okay? So we wake up on purpose to come before you with the word of the Lord, to encourage you, to empower you, to inspire you to be the best person you can be, to live life on purpose, and we do try to live it like it's our last, even though it ain't our last.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome back to our blog listeners. You know, we just so caught up, and I just pray that you guys continue to pray for us as we bring this amazing word of God, because everything about this word is amazing.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
What say, Lord? What is it?
I love that.
What is fire?
Yes.
Which is shut up in our mouth. Okay. And the word of the Lord stays in my heart. And I am worthy of holding it in. Indeed. I cannot. Okay. Hallelujah. So we're trying to hold it down. I'm pretty red over here. I'm trying not to raise my arms because I'm just jacked up. But represent today. So now we're going to conclude this portion of staying on fire, because the topic today was being on fire, but yet still fireproof. So now we're going to talk about how to be fireproof and on fire.
Yes.
So that's in the book of Daniel, and that's what our church represents today. We are actually representing Warrior Nation with Kelly Lane today.
Yes.
We're just pillaring her across the world in her place of her media.
Yes.
So we love you, Kelly.
Yes.
We just want you to know we got you, girl.
Yes.
We got you. Okay. So Daniel 3:27.
That's love letters, which is
fire.
And then the satraps, administrators, governors, counselors gathered together, and they saw this man whose body, the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not shined, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them.
Now, in this book, when you read about it, I'd be trying to pronounce it. I can start running them concerns. Say it, Dali, say the name.
Shadrach,
Meshach,
and
Abednego. So that's what we're talking about. But then, now, this is what's so amazing about this word. It talks about how they set traps. The king was upset. Watch your king. If you ain't got King Jesus, who is your king?
Yes.
Watch out now.
Yes.
It better not be the boss. Come on now. I'm not doing that, boss. I'm not doing that. I'm not selling out. I'm not doing none of that. Because we talked about over there in Acts, well, we talked about the consuming fire, but we talked about how you can really, there's another fire. So when you start compromising and doing all of that for that other king, okay, that was Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't that him? Okay, he's trying to make them bow down and worship him. People would do that. Be careful, America.
Yeah.
Don't bow down to them people and things and all of that stuff.
That's right.
Because it's only one king.
Yes.
He's the king. And the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He is that. So that's so amazing about in this place of staying fireproof, because even, and I'm telling you, people throw you under the bus, they throw you under the car, that you become a speed bump, they'll learn to back up and go back over you. I'm telling you, hallelujah, they will do that, but only if you allow them to. So we're talking about in a place of the fire, people will push you in the fire. Get in that fire. You're gonna worship me. No, I'm not worshiping you. See, that's gonna be me. I ain't gonna worship you. You got to throw me in the fire.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And when they were thrown in the fire, I mean, and they talk about they elaborating the word of God, how they turn it up real high. Turn it up in three pieces. Say it again, Charlie. Who are they? And Abednego. Let's see what they didn't tell. What they did, the king didn't know that the fourth man was gonna show up. In the fire. So Jesus has already showed up in the fire and taught us how to be the fire. Amen. He's taught us how to be the fire. Now the fire in us, in our hearts and in our bones and all of that. So he in us. That's how we can be consuming. And then I'm telling you, American, Hebrews 12:29, word of the Lord says, for God is a consuming fire. So all that that comes against you, just show up.
Yes.
Allow your presence to be a presence.
Woo!
Amen. Because who within you is going to consume it? And you can shift the atmosphere. You have the power,
yes,
the authority, and everything that's in you to do so.
That's right.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
So no matter, and then this is what's so amazing. This is how God is. He's so awesome. As they were turning up the fire, guess who got burned up? The people that turned up the fire.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah, you can turn it up if you want to. Okay, so y'all know how they say out there, let's turn it up. Because I know who it's in me, and that's how you stay fireproof.
Yes.
Because the heat will cover you.
Yes.
And no matter how the heat is turned up in your life,
woo,
in your world,
yes,
in the life of the people that you love,
yes,
I'm telling you, when you stay connected to Christ and you stay rooted and grounded in Him, just like these three men illustrated in here. I mean, it's a story to this in Daniel, so go back and read it for yourself. That's Daniel 3, and we talk about verse 29, but read the whole chapter of Daniel. Read that so you can really see how you have victory before the fire because of the fourth man. Amen?
Yes.
So out of all six of us in here, there's another one in here.
Yes.
He said, oh, yeah, he did every one of us. And I just thank God for that. I thank you, Lord, for your son that he died that we might have.
Thank you enough, God.
Yes.
Thank you. Woo.
You know, and you really got to get into the need of who God is in your life. It's all about the relationship.
Yes.
It's
yes,
all about the partnership,
yes,
that you have with him and in him,
yes,
through him.
Yes.
And then he allows you to be the best person you can be,
yes,
and
yes,
serving him. Because back here somewhere, we was reading it a while ago, that God was telling us we have to have a servant heart.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
how do you do that with some fire? Oh, that's the only way to do it. It's with the fire. And you begin to pray. And see, that's what he's teaching me in this season as he elevates me from dimension to dimension. He said, now, Marlo, you know they all up on you like that, but just pray for them and
yes,
love on them.
Yes.
Because that's our
yes,
mandate, is
yes,
to still want the best for those people.
Right.
So we pray
yes,
for you, America, and for the people that try to come against you in whatever way.
Yes.
We still love you because
yes,
that's what Christ did. Y'all know how
yes,
bad they treated Christ.
Yes.
Come on now. People didn't even want to help him carry the cross. Now, this is the man that died for the world.
Yes, that's right.
That died for the world. So we just thank God for
yes,
who he is, not only in our lives, but in your yes, life as well, and how he can really activate you, you know, because it is the gifts that are in you.
Yes.
It is the desires that you have
right,
that God will grant and honor.
Woo.
Because the word of God
yes,
says he gives us all the desires. But see, it's the heart of our heart.
Yes.
Check your heart. Check your motive. Because
yes,
if it ain't right,
yes,
don't get mad at God. Because I
yes,
see people do that. I've been praying 2 years for God to do that. Okay, well, what about your heart?
Yes.
You know, because
yes,
God is not the Godfather anymore. That was in the Old Testament. We're in the New.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
we new creatures. We're doing everything new.
Yes.
And some people don't even want the new stuff, but they want the blessing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
That's right.
That's what
right,
we teach in our new wine empowerment group.
Yes.
You gotta share the old wine skin.
Yes.
Everybody wants new wine, but they want them in the old skin.
Yes.
That's the only
yes,
word.
That's
like
right,
ham with no bourbon and
that's
Kool-Aid
right,
with no sugar.
That's
who
right,
does
that's
that?
Right. That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Do not do it. Don't bring me no Kool-Aid, no sugar. It's going down.
Let me throw another one.
Come
or a
taco
with no meat.
Oh. You got me that, America. Who does that? Right. God is good. So you gotta know that. Stop it now, you gotta answer me. For the whole show, Anthony. For the whole show, we got 2 minutes. Okay. So we were supposed to go to a 2-hour show, but we don't know if we can hold y'all that long. So we're not going to do that until God really releases
yes,
us into that place. But we did it when we did our concert. So that was awesome.
Yes.
So God is good. And, you know, we just want to encourage you to know that God is real. He's realer than, well, he's always been realer than me. He's so real now to where in our lives,
yes,
you know, as you continue to manifest,
yes,
you know, but we just encourage you in that place
yes,
to get to know him,
get to
become
know
more intimate,
yes,
right, Lord,
yes,
with him.
Yes.
And that way, when you build that relationship, you don't have to, you know, so much depend on the man of God you know, pull on them, because this life is more than a Sunday morning worship,
yes,
you know, or a Tuesday Bible or a Wednesday Bible study. It's an everyday get into your word. Get into the,
yes,
presence of God.
Yes.
Let him love what he will be saying to you in this season. And let him propel you,
yes,
into the next place that he's called you to be.
Yes.
And don't be scared. It's great. It's lovely. It,
yes,
is. So we're going to sell out with Byron Holton, and we're going to say goodbye. But not in that way. We're going to say so long. Gloria.
Gloria, yes. Gloria,
okay. So I'm telling you, God is so good, and we'll tell out with him this morning. Once again, we want to say reach out to Google Play, go to Byron's Facebook page. Tell the man you got to have his music in your life, and he'll hook you up a bit like that. Okay? So we just want to say we'll see you next week, Tuesday morning, at 10, every Tuesday morning. And we're so excited about that. So, God is good.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good. Gracias por todo y que Dios los bendiga esta semana y acuérdense que la palabra de Dios es nombre.
Yes.
Gloria a Dios. Okay.
And we want to say thank you to our studio audience. Thank you so much.
Woo!
Y'all praising me because at the end of the show, end of the concert, at the end of everything, I'll be losing my voice. Get away from me. Okay? I'm just kind of sick of it, but we want to say we'll see you guys next week. And until we do, just know that God loves you. And so do we.
Amen.
Amen. What a great word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo. We pray that you just enjoyed yourself today, my sister.